The Rangers are honoring the injured Adrian Beltre for his 3,000th career hit earlier this season and presenting it with an all-terrain vehicle as part of the ceremony. Texas starter Martin Perez struggling early against the Yankees. He's down 4-1 in the third and facing Didi Gregorius.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on, hit high in the air to right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Lefty to lefty. Didi hits it out. Yes, indeedy. Didi Gregorius makes Yankee fans euphorious. He homers to right, and the Yankees take a 5-1 lead. Now here's the 0-1. And gets by Sanchez. The tying run scores. The Shields goes to second. We'll see how they score. That did not hit the dirt in front of Sanchez. It may, as Sanchez got the glove down. Anyway, I don't care how they call it. The ball game is tied at 5, and the Yankees have dissipated a big lead.
And they did call it a wild pitch. It hit the ground as Sanchez was putting his glove on it.
The pitch is swung on, hit on the ground, base hit, right center field. Both runners will score. It's a two-run base hit for Andrews. And the Rangers, who were down 4-0, now have a 7-5 lead. Odor, a lefty hitter, lines a hot shot, base hit, down the right field line, rolling to the right field corner, extra bases, Hoying has scored. Here comes Gallo, he has scored. All the way to third is Odor, a two-run triple, and Texas has broken this game wide open. They have an 11-5 lead.
With Friday's loss and a Red Sox victory, the Yankees now trail Boston by 4.5 games for the top spot in the AL East. Here's the manager, Joe Girardi.
You know, his slider and split kind of got flat that inning. Early in the game, I actually thought it was pretty good. He made a couple mistakes with some fastballs and gave up some ground ball hits. But the fifth inning, it just kind of went away from him, and that's why we got him out.
He had been so good for you lately. To see him struggle like that in an inning and see his stuff go flat, is that almost surprising to you?
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised. You know, it's unusual. I mean, he has been really, really good for us. But for whatever reason, tonight it did, and they took advantage of it and had some timely hits, and they knocked him out. Yeah, I just figured he might as well get some ice on it. You know, he'll be in there tomorrow.
They led 7-5. You decided to go to Caleb Smith in that situation. Was there any consideration to going to some of the other more experienced arms in your pen to try to keep it close?
I mean, we're in a long stretch here. So, I mean, I think you have to kind of, you know, we tried to keep it close with Schriever and Canely, and they got ahead. And then thought it was an opportunity for Caleb Smith to help. He wasn't able to get the outs that we needed, and they broke it open. But, you know, if I use them and we don't score, it looks kind of funny. So, you know, it's a calculated risk. You know, I always believe that we're going to score, but you try to set up the innings and do the best you can.
Gary's first game back, he gets a couple hits, but there's 4 wild pitches. One wasn't in the dirt. How many of those do you think were the pitcher's fault? And should some of those?
You know, it's something I would have to look at. You know, I thought he made some pretty decent blocks tonight on some tough splits. You know, you get a wild pitch when you block it and goes to the right, and the base runner makes a heads-up play, getting to third. He almost threw him out, but I'd have to look at him.
Joe, what did Perez change after the first?
You know, I don't necessarily think that it changed a whole. I mean, we had some opportunities. We just weren't able to get the hits when we needed to. You know, we had the bases loaded one time, and Castro up and didn't get a hit. So I didn't think it changed a whole lot. We just didn't take advantage of some situations.
When you have a 5-1 lead with Tanaka on the mound, is that a game you expect to win?
Yeah, you feel pretty good about that situation when you're in that situation. But, again, they grinded out some at-bats and got some key hits and knocked him out, and then they took over the game. But, yeah, I mean, the way he's been throwing, you expect him to keep, you know, dealing like he has been.
Judge went face first into the wall there. I don't know if you saw the replay. Did you ask him? I guess he's okay. He's staying in the game.
Yeah, I mean, you can usually tell if a guy's okay or not. So, you know, it's not what you want, but he seems okay.
That Gardner play in the fifth at the wall, too. Did you think he had any type of a shot
at
that?
I can't see it. From my vantage point, you can't see that left field corner. So I really can't tell you.
Masahiro Tanaka struggles mightily in this one. The right-hander allows 7 runs over 4-plus innings, and he falls to 11-11 on the year. He addressed the media through a translator.
Yeah, it did go flat a little bit, I think. And, you know, you try to be perfect, but you can't be. I was missing some of the spots, and you know, even if some of the balls were off-speed stuff, were flat. If I was making my pitches and hitting my spots, I think maybe the real result's been. You know, I feel responsible for the loss. You know, I felt like I let it slip away. Like you said, the offense gave me some a comfortable lead, and you know, I just wasn't able to. You know, keep that lead and, you know, hold on to the lead. So, yeah, like I said, I feel responsible for it. It's hard to say. I mean, I can't give you a good answer to that.
The Yankees will try to even up their series in Arlington on Saturday when Luis Severino makes the start.